A story about a big shift in how we live, all hidden in the latest numbers. From Marketplace, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We've got important new numbers this morning on how much we pay for stuff. Diane Swonk joins us to talk about what's important about today's inflation numbers. She's chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have overall inflation flat on a yearly basis. A lot of that is because gas is really cheap right now. Take out food and energy, you're looking at 1.9% inflation, but that might be a little misleading. Explain why.
Well, the most important issue about the 1.9% is how much is dominated now by rents. We know millennials are finally able to get a job and leaving their parents' home, but rents are rising very rapidly, which leaves them less to pay on other things in the U.S. economy. And so it's a very uneven inflation environment. That's not something the Fed exactly welcomes out there. Many parents are not exactly excited when their kids now get a job and rent a place. I know several parents are having to subsidize that because their entry-level pay is so low.
America has long emphasized owning a home. If we are moving away from that to a more rental-based society, what does that mean for the big picture?
This is the real conundrum out there. We have seen that millennials still want to buy, but they're waiting until much older. The people who are first-time buyers today are older and even skipping that first-time buyer house, saving up till much later in life. It's changing the whole nature of home buying, and it may reshape the way we think of cities, too, because people wanting to be close in with more mass transit at a time when we're not allocating much to infrastructure spending.
Now, we learned this morning one other consequence of the low inflation environment we're generally in is that there will be no cost of living increase for Social Security and other benefits. What kind of impact will that have on the economy?
This is really hard for those people who live on fixed incomes because not only do they pay for things that are rising more rapidly, they don't pay for much gas, they don't travel very much, so they're not saving as much money at the pump. At the same time, they're having to pay for things like prescription drugs or doctor's visits, which are rising much more rapidly. So they're really being squeezed in this environment because they just can't afford the whole spectrum of things that they'd like to be able to, even for necessity purposes. This isn't discretionary. It's without an increase going into next year.
Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And drug company Valeant is under investigation. It says federal prosecutors are looking into the company's drug pricing, distribution, and patient assistance program. Valeant stock taking a hit, down 8.5%. Also reports this morning the FBI is looking into fantasy sports websites. This as leading sites DraftKings and FanDuel are under suspicion. They face allegations that employees used insider information to gain advantage over regular players and win money. Certain consumers want to know more and more about the how and where of their food. There's growing interest in whether something's organic or locally grown. People that grow their own food, well, they have answers to all of these questions themselves. And now the demand for backyard gardens is changing the real estate market and apparently creating an appetite for fancy backyard chicken coops that cost more than a lot of people pay in rent. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
Trish and Clinton Colmenares' home was on the market about a month, and it just sold. Three bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's on a cul-de-sac, good schools, and it's got a big, flat backyard. Trish takes me out to see it. In the corner, there's a 5-foot by 8-foot raised bed.
We had peppers and carrots and greens that did very well last year. We had more than we could eat. It was amazing, this small garden put out enough for us and other people.
There's a rain barrel beside the garden, and the Colmenares is feasted on sweet, juicy blackberries from a blackberry bush they planted.
We gave our daughter, if nothing else, the appreciation of taking crops, getting them fresh, and you get them right when they're ripe, versus a grocery store can't always do that.
Now, no one is saying this garden is what sold this house, but the Colmenares' realtor told me people adored the garden, especially that it was already there in the middle of this big, sunny yard. Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate finance at the Wharton School, says people want to make better use of their space outdoors, and they want locally grown food.
It's not just buying local, it's growing in your own backyard.
She says today especially, well-designed gardens are a plus, and you don't have to be a gardener. Part of a sale is getting buyers to imagine themselves in a house, even if they're aspiring to an ideal.
I mean, that's why real estate agents stage stuff, so you can imagine yourself in that space.
Eric Knudsen is co-author of The Urban Homestead. He says 10 or 15 years ago, a backyard vegetable garden or bees or chickens might have gotten homeowners in trouble with city officials enforcing strict ordinances.
And a vegetable garden doesn't always look good.
But he says a garden can be both pretty and practical, if you're willing to pay a premium. William Sonoma sells a $1,500 cedar chicken coop with a built-in planter for vegetables. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And finally, yet another computer glitch is slowing down travel. This time it's not the airlines, but customs. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says computer systems used to process international travelers went down for about 90 minutes last night. This led to huge delays, long lines at major airports across America. The government says it does not appear the outage was the work of hackers. From the studios at Montclair State University today, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.